It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. From the Republican American, a 41-year-old East Canaan man was arrested by state police on Thursday following a domestic abuse investigation. On December 22nd, police received a report of an incident from a neighbor who said a female victim ran to his house for help. The victim had a black eye, multiple cuts, and a gash on the back of her head. When officers arrived, Jonathan Ford already had fled in his car. The victim told state police Ford became violent after he entered her home while she was talking with her ex-boyfriend. She was dragged to the garage and had her head slammed on the pavement multiple times, according to the arrest warrant. Ford turned himself into police days later, charged with disorderly conduct and third-degree assault. Due to a lack of a quorum, the Planning and Zoning Commission's hearing scheduled for Monday was postponed this week. Members decided to continue to January 13th at 7 p.m. Residents had been invited to comment on the proposal to place a six-month moratorium on boarding houses. The commission, at its meeting in early December, heard from many residents about their concerns regarding the houses, which they said posed a safety issue and could bring down property values. A petition urging the moratorium was signed by more than 70 residents. Donald Malin has stepped down as chairman of the board of directors of Litchfield Bancorp. He turned 75 and he had to step down. Malin has served in that role for 26 years of the total of 41 he's been on the board. He said he's thoroughly enjoyed his tenure, but the rules of the bank call for retiring upon reaching 75. In the Waterbury Republican, he went on to say, "It's easy to enjoy when you work with good people," he said of his many years at the helm. He said the board's major task is to evaluate senior management and set overall goals. Out of Great Barrington, independent investigators hired by Bard College at Simon's Rock have concluded that a female student's report of being attacked on campus in September and prior incidents of racist graffiti were all likely fabricated to spark dialogue on campus about racism. The report in the Berkshire Eagle reports that in an email to college alumni a week ago, college leaders included an earlier letter sent to the school community noting the private investigators came to the same conclusion as the Berkshire County District Attorney's Office. The investigators made the decision based on their interviews and documentary evidence about the racist graffiti spotted on the campus September 12th and 25th, as well as the reported assault on a student of color on September 27th. In November, the district attorney's office dropped the case for lack of evidence. Berkshire South Community Center is offering pickleball sessions, a paddleball sport combining elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. Open play takes place Wednesdays and Sundays from 9 till noon at the gymnasium located at Crissy Road in Great Barrington. Each session is free for members, $8 for non-members. More details at 413-528-2810, extension 35. Friends of Taconic State Park invite you to join them for their annual first day hike to Bashbish Falls, meeting at Taconic State Park headquarters, 253 State Road 344 in Copaic Falls, New York at 1, and head off to the falls via the Iron Works Heritage Trail. It's a family-friendly hike of about 3 miles. Shorter options are available as well. You'll meet at the Copaic Iron Works, 35 Valley View Road in Copaic Falls, about 115, or at the Bashbish Falls lower parking lot at about 1:30. Upon return, they'll have a warm campfire, hot cocoa, and snacks, swag like compliments from the New York State Office of Parks, first come, first serve, and always kids and canines are also welcome. Show off your building skills. A meeting of the Lego Builders Club will take place the first Thursday of each month at Rolf Jansen Library, Route 22 in Hillsdale. More details or to sign up, 518-325-4101. Sharon Park and Recreation has a regular meeting coming up on Thursday, January 2nd at 6 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Meanwhile, in Dover, New York, the town board organizational meeting will be held on January 2nd from 5 until 6 p.m. at Dover Town Hall. There's a planning board meeting on January 2nd at 7 p.m. in Ankrum, New York, at Ankrum Town Hall. On January 3rd, the Copaic Grange on Empire Road will present their monthly open mic night. It'll be from 7 till 9 p.m. You can participate or just watch as a spectator. More details, copaicgrange.com. Bushnell Sage Memorial Library on Main Street in Sheffield hosting poetry readings on the first Saturday of every month, beginning at 11 a.m. More details at 413-229-7004. Boston Corner Hamlet Planning Group is holding a meeting on January 4th at 10 a.m. at the Ankrum Town Hall. The Roloff Janssen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale presents their monthly cookbook club Saturday, January 4th, 1 to 2:30. Discussion will focus on post-holiday appetizers and mocktails. To sign up for the free form, 1-518-325-4101. Falls Village Recreation Commission offering a Learn to Curl workshop at the Norfolk Curling Club Saturday, January 4th at 2:15, $35 per person. All participants must be 12 or older. All students will spend 95 minutes on the ice with an instructor. You're asked to please wear rubber-soled shoes and warm, comfortable clothing because it's 42 degrees and the rink. Jeans are not recommended. Registration ahead of time is required. Space is limited. Email reservations to fvrc@comcast.net. On the 4th, Daniel's Art Party at Simon's Rock hosts Body Sonnet, a collaboration in an unconventional space at the campus Kilpatrick Athletic Center in Great Barrington. The 3 p.m. dance concert features Ken Rott as the MC, featuring six performers displaying their musical talents. For more details, 413-644-4400. A breakfast will be held by the Milton American Legion Post on Sunday, January 5th from 7 to 11. The menu includes your choice of pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, and or tea. The meal can be served as eat-in or take-out, $8 for adults, $6 for children and seniors. The post is located at 155 Route 44. The Sherman Chamber Ensemble presenting its annual Best of Baroque concert January 5th at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church, 1 North Main Street in Kent. The program will include music for piano, oboe, and strings. General admission tickets, senior and student tickets are also available, and children ages 15 and under are admitted free with the purchase of a paid ticket. Tickets information or can be purchased at shermanchamberensemble.org or at the door on the afternoon of the performance. For more information or reservations, 860-355-5930 or shermanchamberensemble.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 76.30 to 28,538.44 yesterday. The NASDAQ finishes off the day yesterday at 8,972.60. The S&P 500 starts off at 3,230.78. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.